Hello and you're welcome to this week's Roscommon GAA Memories, and this week we're talking about the 1972 Connacht final between Mayo and Roscommon. And as Roscommon and Mayo clashes go, it would have been another great clash between two great teams.
It was, Ed, and it was a classic game of football. Roscommon won by 5-8-3-10 in sweltering hot conditions and humid conditions in Castlebar in front of a crowd of 25,000. It was the 12th Connacht Championship success for Roscommon. It was an 80-minute final and Roscommon's first Connacht Championship since 1962. Roscommon were superior all through the game, Aidan, and they kicked a total of 23 wides, 11 in the first half and 12 in the second half. So it was a clear-cut victory for Roscommon.
It was a high-scoring game, but then when you hear the amount of wides, it was saying, "Wow, you're thinking about how much more it could have been scored, you know." But still a good win for Roscommon.
Yes, Aidan. All the reports say that Roscommon were dominant all through and should have won by more. And they kicked the 23 wides, 11 in the first half and 12 in the second half. And Roscommon got to the Connacht final, Aidan. They beat Leitrim in the first round by 1-11-5 points, with Nicky Frayne scoring 6 and Dermot Airey 3. Then they beat Galway in a replay in the semi-final, having led by 8 points in the drawing game at one stage.
These are the days when before New York and London were playing in the championship as well, wasn't it?
That's right, Aidan. London didn't come in till later, and New York only started in 1999 in the championship. But it was a great victory for Roscommon. Unexpected. Roscommon were the underdogs. They had spent the season in the league in Division 2. They'd got promoted to Division 1, and Mayo had been in the league final, so Mayo were the favourites to win the game. But Roscommon, backed by some tremendous footballers. Mickey Frayne was outstanding, Dermot Airlie, Jerry Byrne dominated midfield, Harry Keegan, Pat Lindsay and Tom Heenan in the full back line were terrific, as was the goalkeeper Johnny Neal. So John Kelly, Elfin man, scored 2-2, so he was outstanding as well. So Roscommon has some great players playing well. So a feature of this team that Roscommon had in 72 was, in that final, they had so many individuals who played well. It's a team game, but if you've got your individual players coming up to the mark and putting in a good performance and doing very well, you're in a great chance of victory. And ultimately, when more of your players are winning their personal battles over the opposition, you're in the ascendancy, and that's exactly what happened to Roscommon that day. And they had great performances all over the field. And but it wasn't all that way. Like in the first early stages, Mayo were the dominant team, Aidan, and they led by 1-5 to 2 points early in the game. After 20 minutes, JJ Cribben had scored the Mayo goal after Johnny Neal, the Roscommon goalkeeper, saved from the late great John Morley. So the Roscommon's first point was a Mickey Frayne point, and then Mickey Frayne scored a goal for Roscommon. He fisted a Dermot Airlie free into the back of the net. And then John Joe Cribben's got his second goal for Mayo. But then Roscommon took over in the middle of the field with Dermot Airlie and Jerry Byrne. They were outstanding.
Great comeback.
Yeah, absolutely. So midway through the first half, this is a 40-minute first half, Roscommon started playing the faster, the more skillful and far more effective football. And 4 minutes from half-time, Dermot Airlie ran through the middle on a great run, and he took a shot from the 20-metre line and he scored a brilliant goal. So now Roscommon were back in it big time. Roscommon missed some chances, but then Nicky Frayne levelled it on the 40th minute to make a 2-6 apiece. So it was 2-5 to 2-6, and then Mickey Frayne got a point, 2-6 each. And then it looked like it was going to be level at half time, but then John Kelly scored a goal to put Roscommon in the lead by 3-6 to 2-6 at half time. So a pulsating first half of football. Roscommon, losing by 6 points at one stage, but coming back to lead by 3-6 to 2-6 at half time, thanks to goals from Mickey Frayne, Dermot Airlie, and John Kelly, and 2 goals from JJ Cribben. So it would have been a great spectacle for the spectators to see all these goals going in, and 5 goals in the first half in the Connacht final.
Value for money for for getting into the kind of final. Like if you were a fan there on the day, it would have been great value for money because of, you know, the scores and but not only the scores themselves, but the quality, the way the scores were taken as well.
Absolutely, and the papers say Roscommon were the sharper in all divisions on the field. They used the open spaces resourcefully. They were clipping into Mayo's challenge very, very well and exposing deficiencies in the formation of the National League finalists, which were previously not known to exist. So the papers were showing that Roscommon had exposed Mayo's weaknesses in the Connacht final. You know, and they talked about the midway through the first half that it was at that stage that the Roscommon's brilliant midfielder Dermot Early engineered a goal which altered the course of the game. He steered a chosen course through the Mayo defence, angling his way goalwards. Then from 20 yards he flashed in a volley which blasted to the net off the woodwork. And then Mick Frayne got the point a minute later. And in the first minute of extra time, just before half time, Roscommon's third goal came from John Kelly, sending the Roscommon in leading by 3-6 to 2-6. So we talked there about Dermot Early and Gerry Byrne being dominant, but particularly Dermot Early with that great goal in going in off the woodwork. He raced past the centre half back John Carey, who was a tremendous player for Mayo. John Carey was an all star on the first All-Stars in 1971, and he was centre half back that day, and he was actually taken off at half time, and they brought on Frank Burns at midfield to try and do something in that area, and they brought John Morley back to centre half back to shore up but the Mayo defence was finding it very difficult with the Roscommon forward line. So
I suppose when you look at the quality of the Mayo team as well, and you know in legend in Mayo football, John Morley would have been classed as a legend because he was one of those very special players at the time as well.
Absolutely. All the reports say that John Morley was one of the all-time great footballers that Mayo have produced. He was on the Mayo team in the 60s, definitely in 69. They won the Connacht Championship, but unlucky to lose an All-Ireland semi-final that year to Kerry. They just lost by a point. So Mayo had a very good team in 67 and 69, and they lost by a point in All-Ireland semi-finals to the eventual champions. They lost to Meath in 67 by a point, and they lost to Kerry in 69 by a point, and John Morley was without doubt, from all accounts, one of the greats, the all-time greats, the late great John Morley, and he played for Mayo with distinction for many, many years, and he was on Mayo won two Connacht championships, Aidan, between 1955 and 81. That was like a drought period for Mayo.
Oh, that was a shame.
Yeah.
Like, so they were really dependent on winning national leagues. Like I was just saying, with regards to Mayo, like, I mean, it happened more recently where they won the national league there, you know, in 72, like you said, and then Roscommon beat them in the Connacht final. But then you had it happened last year where they beat Kerry in the National Football League. And then, you know, Roscommon beat them in the Connacht Championship semi-final in Castlebar. And that was a great match as well last year, wasn't it?
Brilliant game.
Down in Castlebar. And so it just goes to show you, and I don't know, like, how it's decided, like, that, you know, that they're going to be tipped or that they're the favourites. Like, was it is it the bookies or is it form that say, well, it stands to reason if they're National Football League champions, they're going to do well in the championship. But it didn't seem to be, it was like a jinx to them, you know, winning the National League was a jinx to them when it came to playing Roscommon in the championship.
That's right. Well, they lost the 72 league final, but they won in 1970 and Roscommon beat them in the championship, the Connacht Championship. They lost the final in 72, the league final, and Roscommon beat them in the Connacht final. They won the National League in 2001 and Roscommon beat them in the Connacht final, and they won the National League in 2019 and Roscommon beat them in the first round of the championship in Castlebar as well. So in terms of Mayo getting the league finals and winning league finals, the last thing they want to do is play Roscommon in the championship, because Roscommon had beaten them every time as well as that, Aidan, you talk about Mayo being the favourites. Well, Roscommon hadn't won a Connacht Championship from 1962. And
so that would have been a factor. That would have been a factor too, I suppose.
Absolutely. And Mayo had been in the All-Ireland semi-final in 69 and 67 and very close to beating the All-Ireland champion. So they still would have had a good few of those players on their team. They would have, you know, like John Morley was there. You know, there's some great players like Joe Corcoran came on as sub. Now, Joe Corcoran was one of Mayo's greatest players. He came on in the second half, Aidan, and he scored 3 points. He sort of rallied the Mayo team. And he was from Ballina and he played for Ardnaree. And he was Mayo's top scorer until Conor Mortimer passed him out there a few years ago. So Joe Corcoran, they called him Jinkin' Joe Corcoran. He played for Ardnaree Sarsfields, but he also played for Mayo from 1958 to 1974. And he won Connacht medals in 67 and in 69, Railway Cup in 69. And he was on the minor team that were for Mayo that lost the All-Ireland final in 1958. So he came in the second half, Aidan, and scored 3 points and rallied the Mayo team, and you'd nearly wonder why he didn't start when he was that good. He scored three great scores. So Joe Corcoran came on as well for the Mayo team, as did John Gibbons. Now John Gibbons came on as sub, and he then went on to play for Meath. Then John Gibbons was a Mayo sub, and he went on to play for Meath in the 70s. He was a school teacher, and he joined the Summerhill Club in Meath, which is the club of Mick Lyons and Pádraig Lyons and Mark O'Reilly. And John Gibbons won a Connacht minor medal with Mayo in 1963 and 64. He won under 21s in 67 and 68 and junior in 70. He won an All-Ireland under 21 with Mayo in 1967, and he was on the Connacht Railway Cup team in 73. So another thing about John Gibbons, he won Connacht College's senior hurling medals in 61 and 65, and then he went on to win the National Football League with Meath in 75, the O'Byrne Cup with Meath in 74 and 77, as well as county championship medals in 75. So like, he was a well decorated player, John Gibbons. So he was injured before the game, and he only came in as sub as well. So Mayo were missing him and Joe Corker. So not to take away from the Roscommon second half performance, Roscommon were the dominant team, but far the more superior team, Aidan. And immediately after half time, the score was 3-6 to 2-6 at half time. But after half time, Willie McGee, who was great Mayo corner forward, he scored a goal for Mayo. Would you believe then, John Kelly scored a second goal for Roscommon straight after half time. So John Kelly got a second goal after taking a pass from a free from Mickey Frayn. And then Willie McGee scored the goal for Mayo, and Joe Corcoran scored a point to reduce the deficit to just a point. Like, it was 3-7 to Mayo, 4-6 to Roscommon. So then Dermot Airlie rallied Roscommon, and he scored a point from 50 metres. And then on the 60th minute, Mickey Frayn placed the ball to Mel Flanagan, who was the corner forward, and Mel Flanagan scored Roscommon's fifth goal. So then Roscommon then, one of the reports said, Roscommon had nothing then to fear except the fear of their own ability to clinch the issue. So the reports talk about the Roscommon forwards tore the Mayo defence to shreds, but could not transform their brilliant approach work into scores. So we talked then about
it was more or less really about trying to put Mayo to bed, like, you know, put the game out of their reach, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The reports talk about Roscommon missing 12, having 12 wides in the second half, and the game was still in doubt right up to the very end after Mel Flanagan's goal. When Jimmy Mannion got a point to make it 4 points, a 4 point game, 5-8 to 3-10. But nobody would believe that Roscommon were Division 2 team at the time, and Mayo were in the league final, because Roscommon's heroics were just tremendous, you know. And Roscommon had great heroes on the day. The late Johnny Neal in goal, from Clannagale, Tom Heenan, Pat Lindsay, Harry Keegan, Jerry Mannion in the half-back line, Adrian O'Sullivan centre-half-back, Dermot Airlie and Jerry Byrne dominated midfield, while John Kelly was scored 2-2. You know, he really had an amazing game. So
they were all on the money on the day, like, everything just clicked for them.
Their performance, so many Roscommon players played well, and Mickey Frayn played a roving commission. He was everywhere. He was in the backs, he was in midfield, like, he scored a goal, he set up scores. He won an All-Star that year for his performance in the Connacht final as well. Mickey Frayn did, Roscommon's first ever All-Star. So like, it was a brilliant performance by Roscommon, and it was a question of them they should have won by a lot more. But it was Roscommon's first victory in a kind of final for 10 years, and to the great delight of their supporters. You know, it was a brilliant victory, and backboned as well, Aidan, by Castlereagh. Castlereagh had provided on that team no less than Harry Keegan, Tom Heenahan, Adrian O'Sullivan, John Curran, Jimmy Finnegan and Mickey Frayne. So you had six players from the Castlereagh club, which is incredible to think. You know, there were six Castlereagh players, and they were the backbone of the Roscommon team. Mayo had some good performers in JJ Costello, the goalkeeper, made some great saves. Brian O'Reilly in the backs scored a great point, individual point. The late great John Morley, the late great JJ Cribben scored two goals. Willie McGee got a goal. So they were the standout performers for Mayo. Now, another interesting Roscommon connection on the team was Sean Kilbride played centre half forward for Mayo in that game, and he would have marked Adrian O'Sullivan. And Sean Kilbride was a young man at that stage, and he went on, of course, to play for Roscommon in 78, 79 and 80. And 81. Yeah. Great man, Sean Kilbride, who was a selector as well on a few occasions, and an army officer with Dermot Early. So he was a great addition to Roscommon at the end of the 70s. And his father, I think, was from Ballantubber. So Sean played for St. Croans as well in his later career. And he was on the Mayo team. He played for Ballahadreen at the time, who obviously played for Mayo. So that was Sean Kilbride playing for Mayo in that kind of final, Aidan. But another interesting feature of the game was Mel Flanagan, Aidan, that played corner forward for Roscommon. He scored Roscommon's fifth goal. Mel Flanagan was a native of St. Michael's Club, and he played in 71 for Roscommon and 72. And he then, his football career sort of finished up around that time, and he went on to become a professional golfer. So, he designs golf courses and has got a great career as a golf player, as a professional golfer, and also a golf course designer. And he's featured on RT television, and he's written books on golf, such as I Can Help Golf Psychology and Use the Hand. He's also sold, these are sold well, and later he did video for RTE called Golf Mysteries. So in the 90s he entered golf course design, starting with Hollywood Lakes and St. Oswald in Austria, Forest Hills near London. He's done work in Abbey Leaks and Ballina and other courses around the country. So Mel Flanagan was a great player for Roscommon that year, and scored the fifth goal for Roscommon in the Connacht final. So it was a really, really good player was Mel Flanagan in that game. So Dermot Early and Gerry Byrne gave one of the great performances for a Roscommon midfield partnership in that Connacht final, dominating the game throughout. Tommy Heenan at the cornerback, he marshalled Tom O'Malley very well. Tom O'Malley was probably Mayo's most dangerous forward going into the game, but Tom O'Heenan shackled him very, very well. But again, some great legends of the game: Dermot Early, all the greats from Roscommon, Mickey Frayne, Tom Heenan, Pat Lindsay, Harry Keegan. Harry Keegan was just 20 years of age that year. It was his first Connacht final. He played in the Connacht minor final in 1970 over in Salt Hill, when Roscommon ended up on the losing side. But Harry got his Connacht senior medal in 1972. He went on to win another four in 77, 78, 79 and 80, as did Pat Lindsay. Pat Lindsay won his first Connacht medal in 1972 as well. He was 22 that time, or around that age, and he went on to win four more in 77, 78, 79 and 80. Of course, Pat Lindsay captained Roscommon to win the league in 1979. So another man, Aidan, that we must mention is the late Jimmy Mannion. Jimmy Mannion scored the insurance point for Roscommon in that game. He was from St. Bridget's. He went on to become the manager of the Roscommon team, and he went to his eternal reward in 2019 as well. What year
was he managing Roscommon?
He managed Roscommon after Tom Heenahan retired. Tom Heenahan was the, of course, went on to become the great Roscommon manager. Roscommon managed the Roscommon under 21 team in 78, 79 and 80 with the senior team. And I think he took up a posting in America around 82. After 82, Jimmy Mannion would have been the manager. So from maybe 82 to 84, Jimmy Mannion from St. Bridget's was the Roscommon manager. And And then Sean Young came in 85, from 85, 86 and 87. So that was Jimmy Mannion as the manager. Sean Young, 85, 86, 87. And then Martin McDermott from 88 to 92. And then the late great Dermot Early managed Roscommon in 93 and 94. And then late great Donny Shine, 95 to 97. And then Gay Sheeran for 3 years. So we've had a good few managers since that, with varying degrees of success, as you would expect in Roscommon. Yeah. In Roscommon, given, you know, the constraints we have with population, it's really every maybe 10 years that we come up with a really good team. And as I said in previous programs, Aidan, Roscommon teams continue to punch above their weight. You know, when you look, yeah, at, look at the population of other counties that we're competing against, even Mayo, for example, and the success that Roscommon have against all of these teams, which is great, you know. So
I suppose, really, if you look at it, like, you know, the team you were on in 92 that got to Croke Park and played Armagh in the semi-final, like, would have been, I think Conor Kennelly and maybe one or two others would have went on to play senior for Roscommon. And then there was, you know, I suppose then the team of 2006, there was a good crop of players came through from that team as well, from the minors as well. So kind of blessed. And of course the under-21s as well, they were a good feeder, they were a good stepping stones into the senior team for Roscommon.
Absolutely, and it's so important, isn't it, to have the good minor teams. Yeah. Like our 92 team, a few of us had run-outs with the county over a number of years, like some with greater longevity than others. Like Connor had a long career with Scotland, Francis Graham had a good career with Scotland. Unfortunately, Francis' career ended too early, you know. Yeah. We've spoken about that before, which is a shame, as did Frankie Dolan's end prematurely and Nigel Deneen's maybe, you know, arguably. But in the 92 team, Kieran Grogan had a few seasons for Roscommon, was very good, as did Ross O'Callaghan, Conor Kennelly, Sean Casey played a while with the senior team, you know, Dermot Washington as well. So nobody had maybe, you know, nobody went on to dominate their position really with the senior team for many years, other than Francie and Alan Nolan as well, Conor Kennelly. Then in the 2016-18, you had some great players there that went on to have good long careers with Roscommon, like David Keane and Kevin Higgins, Donny Shine. You know, you had substitute like Mark Miley was a sub for a few years, and you had trying to think of other players, that David O'Garr, of course, was a great player for Roscommon as well. And, you know, there was some really good players that were in and out as well, like Paul Garvey, Colm Garvey, Niall Carty, you know, had a decent career. Stephen Ormsby in 2010 was left full back in the Connacht final against Sligo, you know, so they all
Conor Craig as well as current legend as well at the moment. Well, you know, he's still doing very well, isn't he?
But Colm was on the minor team in 2004. They lost
2004.
Yeah. They were lucky in the Connacht final. They played very well. They lost 3-10 to 2-10. Eamon Senior was the manager that year. Great team. Did very, very well. You know, I think Tony was a selector as well. So did really well. They were just unlucky in the Connacht final. Richard Dooner was in that team as well in 2004 in the minors. So, like, they were just unlucky in the Connacht final. Tremendous. Like, they scored 2-10, I think, Aidan, in the Connacht final, which is an amazing score. You know, yeah, it's enough to win most matches. You know, it'll win 9 out of 10 Connacht finals, but they were unlucky. Like, for example, when we won the Connacht minor in 1992, we only scored 10 points and we won.
Yeah.
When the minors won in 2006, they only scored 12 points. So the 2004 team was a great team. They just, unfortunately, you know, 2-10 was a tremendous score. They just got edged out by Galway in the end, but they were a great team. Yeah. But it's
what sort of players would have been on the Galway team that year now, just to give us an example?
I think in 2004, Sean Armstrong would have been on that team. You know,
yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else would have been on it, but definitely Sean Armstrong was on it, Aidan. I don't know if Michael Meehan was on that team. He may or may not have been. I'd have to check it out, but yeah. I think Sean Armstrong was on that team. But there were, like, Galway had a very good under-21 team in 2005. They won the All-Ireland under-21, you know, so. But again, yeah. Galway have, like, if you look at the Galway Mayo, By dint of their population resources, should be competing at the highest level a lot more than Roscommon are, you know. Yeah. And they do, you know. Roscommon punch above their weight. Like, in the last, what, 26 years. Like, we've won a Connacht Minor in 92, in 2006, 2011 and 12. I think we've only won four Connacht Minors, you know what I mean? So, like, the rest have been divided up between Galway, Mayo, and the Leitrim won one in 98. So, like, and then under 21, similarly, Roscommon have won a few of them and have done very well at that grade. Got a couple of All-Ireland finals, but again, Galway, Mayo would have divided them up. So, but it goes on. But Roscommon, as I said, the minors is, you could have a very good minor team and not win the Connacht Championship, but still contribute 5 or 6 to your senior team within a couple of years. It's just, it's all on the day, isn't it? Like, you know, and like the 2011 and 12 minor team have produced in the Smiths, you know, and the Murtas and people like that, which is great as well. Yeah. But we saw from speaking about the Jimmy Murray programme and the tribute show which we did, how important having good minor teams are to the county.
Yeah.
Like in 39 and 41, Roscommon won the All-Ireland minor, and then those minor teams contributed the majority of the 43 and 44 senior team and 46 and 47 as well. So the minor team, it's so important that we've good minor teams, and it's no coincidence that a lot of good minor teams then produce great senior teams within 3 or 4 years. So let's hope.
And especially looking at Roscommon teams now, we say, I know we're on about the 72 team. You know, I wonder how many of those players would have been from Roscommon CBS, for example, just since we went on about, you know, colleges teams and that. How many would have been on the CBS team?
Well, I'd say Tom Hunt maybe was the only one that was from Roscommon based and Roscommon town based, or that area, you know, the Roscommon parish. And Tom Hunt played left half forward, great player for Roscommon. And he's now in San Francisco. He owns Ranger Pipelines and he's been a sponsor of the Roscommon team for many years. So Tom Hunt, what a great player he was as well, and part of that epic game. But there were great players, Aidan. Like, you know, they went over to Castlebar, they took on the great Mayo team that had been in the league final that year, and like turned in great performances all over the field. There wasn't any weakness on the Roscommon team, you know.
Because I suppose really we would like, when they were going into that game, the pressure would have been on Mayo because they were Tipton's favourite. So I suppose really from the point of view, they could go in, Roscommon could go into that game with the shackles off, because you know that I suppose they were able to express themselves more, because you know, so they were able to. You know, that could have been the advantage that Roscommon had on the day too, you know, that the pressure was all on Mayo, so they were able to just play the game they wanted to play, Roscommon. And, you know, even though there was they had to make a great comeback, you know, it's still, you know, when you're in that sort of position where you're a good bit behind, you need the players in all positions to take the game by the scruff of the neck and make a good comeback, you know?
Absolutely, Aidan. And if you look at it, to win a final, you need most of your players performing to a pretty good level. And that's what happened to Roscommon, whereas Mayo's didn't. By all accounts, they didn't, because they were outperformed by the Roscommon team. That's why they didn't perform. They weren't let perform. And but also, Aidan, Castlebar had been a very happy hunting ground for Roscommon. And Roscommon hadn't lost a match in Castlebar from 1966 to 1983. Roscommon lost in 1983 in the Championship to Mayo by 9 points to 7. And in those 17 years, Roscommon never lost a match in Castlebar.
That's an incredible record. And how many times would they have played Mayo in that time?
Well, they played them in 66. They played probably in 72. Definitely. I don't know about before that, but they played Mayo in 79 in the Connacht Championship final in Castlebar, and they won then. I'd have to check it out as well, Aidan, but they definitely won, hadn't lost, from 66 to 73 in the Championship in Castlebar, which was a phenomenal record. And then 66 to 83, then they won in 86 again. They beat Mayo in the Connacht semi-final. It was an upset to beat Mayo, and they then didn't win in Castlebar from 1986 to 2019, 33 years. That's a serious length of time. I know as well in 75, Roscommon beat Sligo in a league semi-final replay. Roscommon beat Sligo in the league semi-final replay. in Castlebar Inn. So like that was another victory for them. In 1966, Roscommon beat Leitrim in the first round of the championship, and then they lost to Galway in Castlebar Inn by 111 to 5 points. You know, so that was the last time they lost in Castlebar until 1983, which was a hell of a record, really. You know,
that's it. And of course, you know, we all remember in 91 as well. Roscommon, you know, that huge kick from, well, Roscommon won the Connacht final, but it was after a replay that the first match was played in Castlebar, and then the replay was played in Dr. Hyde Park. Two brilliant games that they were as well, you know, so it was, you know, it was great. There were two great games to see as well, you know, the talent that was on display from both sides.
Absolutely, and 1991 was an incredible game of football, 14 points apiece, and Derek Duggan's free was just out of this world, you know, 60 metres out. It's just incredible point to level things up, you know. It was a tremendous point, and Derek will always be remembered for that score, as well as the goal he scored after against Meath.
Yeah. That was a great goal.
It was indeed, Aidan, you know, and...
I think no matter who you put on him that year, I don't think they could mark him, you know.
No, he was outstanding. He was absolutely outstanding in 1991, Derek, and great player for Roscommon over the years. And 91 was was an opportunity for Roscommon that were very unlucky in the game against Meath, you know. But that's the way it goes, you know. Roscommon played tremendously well, but just unlucky on the day, and. Another day.
Really as well, from an all-star point of view, in the 90s and even in the noughties as well, and up to now, you know, on a lot of occasions, there's a lot of players that were overlooked for all-stars as well, you know, that should have got, you could have said were very good and deserved all-stars, but.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Tony McManus didn't get an all-star until 1989. You know, which is an awful long time to wait for a man who would put in tremendous performances over so many years, you know. And, you know, to wait that length of time, you know, it's tremendous. I think myself, this is my own personal opinion, I think Gay Sheeran in 91, I think that was the best year, one of the best years he ever had. And I think he was as good as any goalkeeper in Ireland in 1991. I think he was outstanding.
He was great. When you consider he was playing way back in 1980 All-Ireland final. So
yeah.
The longevity of him as a goalkeeper, when you consider that he was still playing in 91.
He made a great save in Castlebar in the drawing game. He made a great save in the replay that saved Roscommon. And then he made a wonder save against Liam Hayes in the semi-final to keep us coming in the game. Like, and his kickouts, you know, he was excellent all through the campaign. I think, you know, looking back on it, I think Gabe was entitled to an All-Star in 1991 of all years. Yeah. He was absolutely terrific. And like, we've spoken about Niall Daly and Conor Cox last year. Like, you know, Roscommon's performances for me, and I know we've spoken at length about this before, that we merited at least one All-Star, in my opinion, you know, that like, it's a shame that we went to Castlebar, we went to Pirr Stadium and turned over Mayo and Galway, the favourites, and didn't get an All-Star. It's just a little bit disappointing, but that's the way it goes, isn't it? You know, so.
Yeah, well, I suppose really for some players, you know, just to be nominated is an honour, and of course, if you win an All-Star, it's a bonus, but. You know, if they had got all stars, both Conor Cox and Niall Daly, neither of them would have been out of place in there, because they literally had a great season. Because I mean, especially Niall Daly, when you think of the caliber of players that he was marking all that season, you know, even in the league, and then throughout the championship, you know, he did well on some very serious quality players throughout that season. And of course, Conor Cox, like you just said there, a lot of people would say, but he was only in it for one season. But that, it's what he did for Roscommon in that one season, you know, as well. And as we know, he's, he's transferred now to Erog, his father's home club as well. So he's a huge addition and playing very well for them at the moment. So I hear the reports are going. So, it's about what the player does more so than the length of time. And I know, like, there's other players that might have played for Roscommon longer and you could say, well, they deserve more than him. But, you know, the quality of the season he had and the skills the guy has, he deserved it. They're two lads that definitely deserved the nomination, but I thought maybe the two of them would have fitted in. There would have been you couldn't say they would have been out of place in last year's All-Star team.
They wouldn't have, not at all. And that was some great performances from Roscommon later in Castlebar, and then 79 Roscommon came from behind to win the Connacht final by 3:15 to 2:10. Mayo had raced into a big lead that day, but Roscommon showed their brilliance, like by scoring, rallying towards the end and just beating Mayo by 8 points, you know, which was fantastic. But that was Roscommon at the height of their powers in 79 and 80. They were just tremendous. And then in the Connacht final in 1980, Roscommon won by 3:13 to 8 points. Just a little interesting side note, Aidan, from the 1972 Connacht final. The minor final was played that day as well in Castlebar, and there was a few familiar names on the Roscommon team and Galway team. Roscommon unfortunately lost the game 4-11 to 1-11. And on the Roscommon team that day was Tom Donlan, played full back, and he went on to play for Roscommon seniors later on. And there was Tony Waldron as well, right full back. I'm just wondering, would that be Anthony to Tony Waldron, the county councillor now, or is that the same Tony Waldron, or is there a different Tony Waldron? I don't know Tony Waldron, the councillor. But for Roscommon anyway, the players that played well was Tom Donlan, Tony Waldron, Johnny Brooks, Pory Kelly, James Dodd, Seamus Connor and Tommy Gavin. So they were impressive. And for Galway had Stephen Keneevy played for them full back that day, and he went on to play for Galway for many years. He played full back for them in the All-Ireland final, I think, in 83. And also midfield on that day, Aidan, was Seamus McHugh. And Seamus McHugh was a great cornerback and halfback for Galway for years as well. And he played on the 1983 Galway team that lost to Dublin in the All-Ireland final. So just a little side note. I think as well, another quirk, Aidan, my reading of things is that Roscommon lost the minor but won the senior.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that there hasn't been an occasion through our history that Roscommon have won the minor and the senior kind of final on the same day, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Like in 92, we won the minor, the seniors lost. And it's just incredible. I don't think that we've done the double. I think we have won the under 21 and senior in the same year. But I have a feeling, and I'm open to contradiction on this, that we have never won minor, senior and under 21 in the same season. We've either won
that would have been a great treble, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we've either won a minor, and we've never won a minor and a senior together. That we've never had a senior and a minor team together in Croke Park, which would be a tremendous advantage to both teams, you know, especially the minor team. Like the minor team support is so important to the minor team. You know, it's obviously when the senior team are there, the support will be there. But if you've got the minor team playing with the senior team in Croke Park, it's an incredible boost to minor players, and we cannot underestimate how important the crowd is to teams in finals or in big games.
Do you notice in the last couple of years, well, certainly in the last 5 or 6 years at least, you know, it's gone away from that thing where, except in an All-Ireland final or maybe even semi-final, but do you remember like years ago now, the you know, in every game, in every championship game, there was always the minor first and then the senior. And then, like, for the All-Ireland semi-final and final, then the both games will be televised.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of miss that now. There's none of that. Like, games, minor matches are held separately. And, of course, you have the, they're done, certainly in Connacht anyway, it's done as a round robin. So it doesn't have the same feel that it used to have, that it used to be, where you went along and then you saw that, like, you know, the minor was a curtain opener for, or, you know, a curtain raiser for the senior. But you got to see your both at the, so by looking at, by seeing the minors, you had a great chance of seeing through who could be coming through in the next couple of years to the senior team, you know, that kind of thing.
That's right, yeah.
The younger talent, but you don't have that now, which is a shame. You have to go to the game separate.
Yeah, and you just see them on the highlights on TG4, maybe on a Monday night now. You don't get to see them before the semi-finals as they used to. Well, in fairness, they do play the semi-final the big game. I was at Dublin and Galway there a couple of years ago, the semi-final, and Galway won the minor semi-final that day to beat Meath, so that would have been on TV, TG4 as well. But it's a question that the All-Ireland final, the minor teams do play, you know, before the senior final. I do think the minor semi-finals still take place before the senior semi-finals.
And the All-Ireland, but not kind of in the provincial.
Right.
You know, the Connacht Championship, which is a shame, like, because that was the one thing you used to look forward to, you know, would be watching the Roscommon minors and then watching the senior teams and all that.
That's right. Like last year, Roscommon minor team didn't play before the senior team in Castlebar. I agree, you know. But a few years ago as well, it could have happened down to the years. I remember '94, I remember being at the minor. Roscommon played Leitrim in the senior game up in Hyde Park, but the minor game was played down in Carrick on a Saturday evening after the Leaving Cert. I think it depended on the Leaving Cert time frame, Aidan. If minor games generally didn't take place during the Leaving Cert. Like I remember our games always took place Sunday after the Leaving Cert finished, you know.
Yeah.
And if there was a game in May or early June before the Leaving Cert, it wouldn't, you know, the minor game would take place without the senior game, or vice versa, you know, the senior game wouldn't have a minor game. But if the game was in after June, late June, then you'd have the minor team together. Because I remember '93, we played Galway in the minor semi-final, and Roscommon seniors played Leitrim in the senior match the same day. And in '92, Roscommon played Leitrim in the minor and senior in the same day as well, you know. So, but they were that was in late June. But if it was a preliminary round or a quarter final round at the end of May, before the Leaving Cert, then you wouldn't have the senior game and the minor game together. You just have the minor game. But another thing, Aidan, just a little thing before we finish. Jerry Byrne was from Tulski, played midfield that day with Dermot Early, and he's gone to his eternal reward as well. He was a great midfielder, and he was a nephew, would you believe, of the great Eamon Boland, that played for Roscommon in '43 and '44. So Jerry Byrne had an outstanding game that day in '72. In Castlebar. But I suppose, Aidan, looking at it, Castlereagh provided six players to that team, which is just phenomenal. You know, Johnny Neal was from Clan, Harry Keegan, Castlereagh, Pat Lindsay, St. Foyle, is Tommy Heenan, Castlereagh, Jerry Mannion, Bridget's, Adrian O'Sullivan, Castlereagh, John Curran, Castlereagh. Then Jerry Byrne, Tulsa, Dermot Early, Michael Clavies, Jimmy Mannion, St. Bridget's, John Kelly, Elphin, Tom Hunt, Roscommon Gaels, Mel Flanagan, St. Michael's, Mickey Frayne, Castlereagh, and Jimmy Finnegan, Castlereagh, which is an incredible supplier, wasn't it, for one club to provide, you know, six players to the team, which is for in the kind of final. So, unbelievable there, Castlereagh, St. Kevin's, Aidan, you know, and Mickey Frayne got an all-star that year, and Tom Heenan went on to become the manager, Harry Keegan. Three All-Stars. And then Dermot Early was still playing for Michael Clavies in '72. I think I read in Dermot's book, Aidan, that he transferred to Sarsfields in 1978.
Right.
So Dermot went off to play with Sarsfields in 1978. So the great team, great victory, Aidan. One of the great, sweetest victories for Roscommon. Convincing victory. Nobody can question the fact that Roscommon were deserving victors. They dominated play. They had 23 wides in total. The Roscommon forwards were in the ascendancy throughout the game, and all the reports sort of say that it was Roscommon that should have won by more rather than anything else, you know. So really and truly credit to Roscommon on a great victory. And you know, they said here, one of the reports to finalise, Aidan, said, to classify Roscommon's win as anything other than a team achievement would be grossly unfair. It was a success which had its roots in an unquenchable desire to win. Not even the unrelenting sun, which toasted the Mayo headquarters, was sufficient to suppress their spirit. They were bent on glory to compensate for 10 years' fruitless endeavours. Nice way of putting it, wasn't it?
That's it. And I suppose really looking at the game as well, the subs that came on, certain subs that came on at certain times, did that make the difference, we say, maybe in the comeback that they had that day?
For Mayo? Well,
yeah, for Scammon and Mayo.
Well, Scammon were really on top 8 from the 20th minute. So Scammon Mayo were playing catch up football really from the 20th minute. They led by 1-5 to 2 points after 20 minutes, and then Mickey Frayn got the first goal for Scammon. But then Dermot Airlie got a goal. John Kelly got a goal. Then Dermot Airlie got a goal. John Kelly got another goal, and then Mel Flanagan got a goal. So Roscommon were sort of in the lead all the way after that, more or less. You know, Mayo were playing catch up.
Was there any key switches or anything in the game? I wonder, was that ever mentioned?
Not really, because Roscommon's team didn't really switch because they were so good. The major switch of the game was on the Mayo side, Aidan. They took off John Carey. John Carey was centre half back, and he had been an All Star in 1971. The first All Stars. But in fairness to John Carey, he was struggling with hamstring injuries and later on in his career, you know. But he was centre half back, and he was taken off. They put the late great John Morley back centre half back, and then they brought on Frank Burns to the middle of the field to play there with Sean O'Grady to try and do something about the superiority of Gerry Byrne and Dermot Airlie, you know. So
nothing worked.
There was nothing really that they could do, you know. There are days in football where you just hold your hands up and say, hey, we're just well beaten there today. It's nothing to do with the players we have or anything like that. It's just the superiority of the opposition, you know. And this was a day that Roscommon were superior in all quarters. Once they got on top after 20 minutes, Roscommon didn't really have to shuffle their pack at all. You know, they brought on two subs, all right, you know, made two substitutions late on in the game. M. Fallon came on for Jimmy Mannion, and then Jimmy Mannion came back on for Jimmy Finnegan at the end, and Jimmy Mannion scored the clinching point. But it was Roscommon's day. Now, Roscommon then qualified in to play an All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry later on, and unfortunately Roscommon lost by 122 to 112. And then Galway came back into it the year after, 73 and 74, and they won the kind of finals. They got to two All-Ireland finals, Galway did. Roscommon's next kind of final appearance was in 74, and they were beaten well by Galway that day. I think it was 214 to 8 points, and that was a disappointing result for Roscommon in 1974 in the kind of final. But then Roscommon's next kind of final appearance was in 76. They lost to Galway after a replay, minus Dermot Airlie, who unfortunately was on, from Roscommon fans' point of view, Dermot was on his military duty in the Lebanon that year. So we missed him, and probably could have won the kind of final in 76 if Dermot Airlie had been available to Roscommon. Like in 76, Roscommon played London for the first time in the championship, and then they played Sligo as well and lost a replay, unfortunately, to Galway. So then after 76, the great Roscommon team came on the scene, Aidan, you know. But the 72 victory kept up Roscommon's proud tradition of coming every 10 years, Aidan, with a good team, you know. Hadn't won since Gerry O'Malley's team had won the great game against Galway. It came Lazarus-like comeback in 62 in Castlebar to beat Galway. And then they won again in 72 in Castlebar to beat Mayo. But of all, you know, kind of final performances, this was a sweet victory. It was a performance that Roscommon won convincingly. All the reports say they should have won by more. A feature was 23 wides, which was incredible, you know. But all credit to a brilliant Roscommon team, some great players, all legends. And they brought joy to the Roscommon fans by going over to Castlebar, to McHale Park. And on the 16th of July, 1972, Aidan, they racked up 5 goals and 8 points to beat a strong Mayo team in the sweltering heat, the scorching heat of McHale Park.
Of course, when you consider that it was sweltering heat and they were still able, it just goes, I suppose you could nearly praise their taking the heat into consideration. That would have sapped the fitness as well. So to think that even in that heat, they still kept up the fitness and they were still able to, you know, make the runs and all that. Because when it's really hot like that, it's hard to kind of put in 70 minutes of show running and to put in the dedication that they did for that 70 minutes, or that 80 minutes, as you said there.
Yeah,
you know, to win the game by that score, that's some testament to the level of fitness.
Oh, absolutely. And these guys, you know, were at the top of their game, and it takes a great team to win a final, win a Connacht final, and Roscommon were a great team. So 25,000 people at the game, Aidan. It was the 12th success for Roscommon in the Connacht Championship. Mayo were going for number 31, and Mayo didn't win another Connacht Championship until 1981. Further 9 years they had to wait. The referee was F. Tierney from Cavan. So it was really hot day, and Roscommon, you know, showed themselves to be a great team, and backbone by the great Dermot Early, six Castlereagh players. John Kelly scored 2-2. John Kelly, if you look at that team as well in 72, Roscommon had won the All-Ireland Under-21 in 66 and been in the final in 69. So from that team you had Tom Heenahan, Gerry Mannion, Adrian O'Sullivan was on the 69 team, you know, John Curran, Dermot Early, you know, John Kelly, Jimmy Mannion. So like, there was lots of players there that were on the 69 team, 66 and 69, Jimmy Finnegan. We talked about the minor team a while ago, but there's the 66 and 69 under 21 teams providing a backbone for that 72 team as well. Do you know?
Yeah.
So like, underage success, we cannot underline or underscore or underestimate the importance or overstate the importance of underage success. And there was no coincidence that there was underage success in that Roscommon team in 72 as well. And there's
those players came through to the seniors that were used to winning.
The 43-42 team were used to winning. The 77, 78, 79, 80, they were used to winning. Like, they won minor in 75, kind of minor. They won an All-Ireland in 71 and 78. You know, like the Tony Max, the Gerry Emmetts, Mickey Finnerns, you know. These guys have been used to Gerry Kennellans, you know, used to winning at underage level as well. And, yeah. They brought that into the senior ranks. Aidan Dooley had been there as well. So, like, there was great players. Gerry Fitzmaurice, of course, Seamus Hayden. So they had all won at underage level, Aidan, and they had translated that into senior success as well. So all credit to great players. And I'm going to name that great team again, Aidan. Give the Roscommon team once more, Aidan, just to finish up. In goals, the late, great Johnny Neal from Clanagail, who had a tremendous performance that day, made some great saves. Harry Keegan, right full-back. Pat Lindsay, full-back. Tommy Heenan, left full-back. Right half-back, Gerry Mannion. Centre-back, Adrian O'Sullivan and John Curran, left half-back. Midfield, the late, great Gerry Byrne and the late, great Dermot Early. Then right half-forward, the late Jimmy Mannion. Centre-forward, John Kelly. Then Tom Hunt. Mel Flanagan, Mickey Frey and Jimmy Finnegan. So of that, four of them have gone to their eternal reward, and all credit to a great team, Aidan. They served Roscommon brilliantly before our time, but nonetheless, what a joy it is to read up about them and hear about their heroics in Castlebar on the 16th of July 1972 to bring the Nestor Cup to Roscommon and the 12th Connacht Championship success for Roscommon.
And I'm sure we'll have many more in the coming years. Hopefully.
Please God,
with the players that we've coming through, you know, that would be great. That's not to put pressure on the lads or anything, but you know, when you have so many talented players coming through, you know, that are used to winning. And I suppose even like when you have players that are on the county teams, when they're used to winning at club level, that can transfer into county level as well, like, because. No. You know, they have that sort of experience as well. So that'll be something to look forward to seeing too in the coming years.
And that's a great point, Aidan, what you said there. Playing for the minor under 21 is not, you don't have to have that to be a good senior star. And lots of players around the country have proven that they haven't been under 21 and minor stars for the county. Like, for example, Ciarán Donaghy didn't play underage for Kerry and he became a great player. So there is opportunities for great players, as you said, to play well for their clubs and do their stuff. And lots of players are late developers. Some players are better at 16, 17, 18, 19. Other players are better at 28, 29, 30. You know, they mature when they're in the mid-20s. So it's no impediment to being a great county star, not having played for your minor team or under 21 team. So let's hope that Anthony Cunningham and Mark Dowd and Ian Daly, they go and find some nuggets in Roscommon's championship this year that haven't figured or, you know, haven't been seen in a Roscommon jersey at underage level to date. So let's hope that they're out there, Aidan. And there always are a few players out there in every county that just don't come, as I said, come to fruition until later in their career, you know.
That's it. And of course, I suppose really, as we know in over the weekend, the championship started, the football championship started in Roscommon now. And the standout result was the draw between Clan and Bridges, Ray.
It was indeed. What a game, Aidan. Clannagale losing by 1-8 to no score and then coming back to draw it. But the performance of Kieran Lennon, which is bodes well for the Scotland senior team. He scored 1-8. So you can imagine if you have Kieran Lennon and Conor Cox up top, Aidan. Wouldn't that be some proposition to have those guys there, you know? And Carl Shine scoring a point from 60 yards out, like reminiscent of Derek Duggan's free, but this time it was out of his hands. It was a great score, you know, and it was brilliant for Clan to come back, but they would have been asking themselves some searching questions, being 1-8 to no score down after 15 or 20 minutes. But you have to admire a team that could come back from 11 points down in the championship to draw a level. And as Gerlach Nan used to say, there's a winner and loser in every drawing game, and Clan were definitely the winner in that game. So it'll be a test now for St. Bridget's and Benny O'Brien, their resilience, their character, and to come back from that in. And I'm sure they will. They're great. They have so much talent. I'm sure they will. And then you had Boyle and Pierce's. Boyle leading by 3-7 to 4 points with not too long to go. And Pierce has made that great comeback to draw that game as well. But, I know, fairness to Boyle, they were down in the Smith, but to come back from 3-7 to 4 points, that's 12 points. Of a deficit.
Well, when you look at the sort of players that Boyle have, you know, the players that they have now compared to maybe teams of years ago, they have some serious talent right through the panel, never mind the team. But, you know, obviously, you know, the Smiths would be the most popular, but there are some other very good players.
Yeah. Kevin McKeown, Evan McGrath, two Smiths. There's another player that's on the Roscommon setup as well from time to time. I'm trying to think of him, but just the name escapes me at the moment. But they have some great talent, Kilmore or Boyle rather. You know, they're real contenders now, aren't they? Really, you know, in the championship, if they can lead the county champions by that level, by that score, it's a great indicator of their potential in this year's championship. So, and then of course Fergal O'Donnell getting one over his own team, his own former team and club team in Roscommon Gaels, which is a great victory for Western Gaels, Aidan. Ten points to seven, you know. So
and of course what adds to it too now is you can actually subscribe to watch the games now as well.
Yeah, brilliant.
On the website. So that adds a bit of excitement to it as well. The fact, you know, so if you can't get to it, you can watch it online, which is a great thing as well. That's only a new thing this season.
Yeah, fair play to Roscommon County Board for putting that in place. And I was watching a bit of it on Facebook there, Seamus Duke commentating on the great score that Carl Shine got. Was brilliant to listen to it and to hear it and watch it. Tyke McKenna is another player, and I was thinking of from Boyle, you know, Tyke McKenna, Cian McKeown, Evan McGrath, Donny Smith and Enda Smith. So there's a lot of players with inter-county experience, Boyle, and who knows, they might be in the shake-up for the Fahy Cup at the end of September. So
that's it, because I mean really they weren't too far off last year, like when it comes to the group stages of it, like they had a very good group stage.
Yeah, and I was at
the championship as well.
I was at a game there a couple of years ago. I think they beat Bridget's up in they beat Bridget's in Castlereagh. I was at the game. You know, that was in 2018. So they're at a stage now. Their players are at good ages. Like they're coming well into their 20s now. The Smiths, you know, they're coming into the prime of their careers. So this is a time, hopefully, that they'll be able to lead Boyle to great things. And wouldn't it be nice, Aidan, to see Boyle coming and win a senior championship in Roscommon?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, you know, because they have the talent there. Yeah. But I think it's maybe, I suppose, really, when you look at the way the, you know, the groups are, it's kind of, it seems to be a more open championship now, isn't it? Like, where anyone can win it. I mean, you've seen that draw between, you know, Pierce's, the draw between Clannagale and St. Bridget's and other games. I mean, even Western Gaels now, you know, beating Roscommon Gaels, and of course Fergie would have great familiarity, you know, so there's it makes it for an exciting championship so far, and that's only the first round.
Well, again, you have a unique championship this year with no team having had a league campaign, really. And it's teams are finding out a lot about themselves in the first match. And you can see the cobwebs are there, Flanagan and Pearce's. Evidently, there's cobwebs, because there's no way Pearce's are 11 points a worse off team than Boyle, and there's no way Clan are 11 points worse off than Bridget's. It's just that they started very sluggishly, both teams. And there's a, you know, there's probably draws wouldn't have been unsurprising results before the game. But it's a situation now, Aidan, that, you know, it's opened up. Western Gaels have beaten Roscommon Gaels, which is great as well for the championship. And there's a chance for everybody to come back in the group stage. So there's a lot to play for yet, Aidan, and you can't really rule out any of them. Last year it was great to see Pearce's win it for the first time ever. It'd be nice to see Boyle win it for the first time in probably a long time. I don't know if they've ever won it before. Maybe they won it back.
Yeah, anything is possible, really, in the championship, isn't it? The way things are going. But, it's going to be very interesting, and I'm sure, Anthony Cunningham will have his network of scouts, I suppose, shall we call them, going around to the different games as well as himself. And you never know, there could be other lads that he might have his eye on that he might bring into the squad as well, which would add a bit of excitement to that.
Absolutely.
As well.
And we, as you said before, that this is a unique championship in that the county board the county selectors have a chance to go and watch players that they could use in a few weeks' time, or a few months' time. This has never been the case before. It's always been the county championship after the club championship, after the inter-county campaign. So it really would be the following year, the league in the following season, for county management to bring in players that they believe could do a job for them. And if they believe that they see a player in the county championship this year that could do a job for them, I'm sure lots of county managers would be open to the idea of bringing in a player that they feel is at a level that could do a job. You know, it might be only a 10-minute job, it could be a 20-minute job, it could come in and do a job for the squad, Aidan, you know. So it's great, Aidan, to talk about the Roscommon Mayo teams that played in 72, and a great win for Roscommon, Aidan.
That's it. And of course, it was enjoyable as always to do another edition of Roscommon JA Memories, and we'll have another one to look forward to next week, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
That's it. No problem. And that was Ray Lannan, former Roscommon goalkeeper.